They say markets work a certain way. They say if you want high returns, you have to accept higher risks. Cox Automotive says, you take the upside, we'll take the risk. Introducing Upside by Cox Automotive, the all-new way to wholesale that turns that old wisdom upside down. Visit taketheupside.com to learn more. That's taketheupside.com.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mick Sulevich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor at Subprime Auto Finance News and Autofin Journal. For this episode of the podcast, pleased to welcome back for another face-to-face conversation, Joseph Chaffee, who is partner at Davis & Gilbert and also runs the Credit Chronometer, a wonderful resource for data and insights into the auto finance market. And we're sharing our conversation in Plano, Texas, as the NAF Association is hosting its annual non-prime auto financing conference. Joseph, it's great to see you again. Thank you for making time for the podcast.
It's always good to see you, Nick. I appreciate the kind words about Credit Chronometer, too. So, and it's really great to see everybody face-to-face again.
Indeed, indeed. Well, earlier during the event here, you were part of a orchestrating a session that talked about risk and especially in special finance. Where have you seen risk sprouting up in auto financing that might not have been here a year or two ago, and why? What have you been seeing?
Yeah, that's a great question, Nick, because there's risk in several areas people just weren't thinking about 2 years ago. We just had no idea we're going to be where we are here today, right? And they're not unrelated risks as well. I mean, so you could just see what's happening out there. Like first in the economy, you know, we've seen subprime auto do well through the pandemic for a host of reasons, you know, from the importance of the automobile for health and safety to supply shortages, raising prices, and collateral values are going up. And then, you know, the government stimulus was a big boon to subprime auto, employment benefits as well. But now, what do we think is going to happen? Because, you know, we got to be honest with ourselves. You know, there's going to be an unwinding of all those factors, right? Instead of money going into pockets, there's money coming out of pockets from inflation. You know, inflation is now going to start eating away at what people saved. And the supply shortages mean cars are getting older and more costly to maintain. And as supply comes back in line, cars financed during the pandemic are going to be worth less. So negative equity could, you know, return at some point. And, you know, an interesting point was made here at the conference, too, about, you know, as supply comes back online, you know, when computer chips come back online, well, one, you know, the auto industry is in competition with a lot of other industries as well. So they're not going to flip the switch that, you know, auto production comes back, right? And then when it is coming back, what kind of cars are being made? Well, it's the most profitable cars, right? The big cars, the luxury cars, the SUVs. And so those are coming back online, but that's not for the subprime borrower. So the subprime borrower gets, you know, relegated to an increasingly older, aging array of cars. You know, that's not good for them on top of all inflationary pressures. So, I mean, I think we got to be realistic about, you know, where the economy might be going. And if we don't have a fallout, we're going to have some serious headwinds.
And in light of what you just shared, certainly the past couple of years have been an anomaly in so many ways, but how have, in your past experience, how have you, when a new source of risk appears, how have you seen auto finance companies approach it? Kind of an emergency response and head right to it, or perhaps kind of the opposite extreme of try to avoid it as much as possible? How have you seen the response unfold?
Well, that's great, Nick. I've seen both, right? I mean, I guess who's successful, right? The successful folks, I think there's a willingness among them to like see an issue clearly, balance the risk against the business goals, right? I mean, sometimes a risk, even if it's really small, can have devastating broad consequences, for example, in data security. And so you see significant resources being thrown at an issue. So those are the successful companies. But you know, of course, there is a dark side, right? There's always a dark side, you know, and that's really when I see players relying on their past success. The fact that subprime auto has thrived, so they're not planning ahead. You know, there's this kind of complacency of, you know, things have always been good, and protections and structures for investors and the subprime, you know, borrowers come through the pandemic just fine. But I think, as I said, the American consumer is about to come under great pressure, and lenders and services need to be real about that. And so that group is the group that I think we should be, you know, concerned about, that, that really aren't facing the issues as directly as they should.
Again, the voice you're hearing is Joseph Chaffee, who is partner at Davis & Gilbert's and also oversees the Credit Chronometer, which gauges various parts of the non-prime auto finance industry. And Joseph, we've talked a lot about risk and that's a component of the industry. But what are some other elements about the non-prime space that are intriguing you nowadays? What's piquing your interest?
Well, you know, Nick, last year I started sounding a bit of an alarm that the CFPB was about to become more active. Mm-hmm. You know, and now I think we're seeing that come true. And I think it's going to be interesting to now see what happens now they fired their warning shot about repossessions and collection procedures. Is it really going to change behavior? Because we weren't really seeing any real, you know, abusive practices, you know, to begin with. Now, is there going to be some change in behavior and some chill on actions that would have been taken because of this fear of regulatory action? I'm not sure, but that's going to be interesting to watch. It's also going to be interesting to see where regulatory action goes with respect to alternative data and AI. You know, in the panel that I just did, I mean, three or four of the audience questions centered around the use of alternative data, you know, and it's a real hotspot right now because it's so important when it's not so clear, what is a subprime borrower, you know, in terms of, right, in terms of assessing the credit risk of a subprime borrower. You know, I made the point in the panel that there's some studies that like 2/3 of folks are living paycheck to paycheck, and yet a quarter of them have FICO scores over 750. So alternative data is important for access to credit. It's important for making the best business decisions. And yet, you know, the CFPB is watching it for bias. So, you know, you hope you don't see the fear of regulatory activity and enforcement chill, you know, progress, technology, and access to credit. You know, and that's another area that's going to be interesting to play out, to see how it all, you know, works out, just how fearful people are, just how active the CFPB is, and is there some recognition, understanding that, you know, this is all being used to make better decisions and improve access to credit, which is a good thing for the subprime borrower.
Indeed, indeed. Closing moments here with Joseph Chaffee, partner at Davis & Gilbert's, and also the overseer of the Credit Chronometer, source of data and insights into auto financing. If you want more info about Joseph's work, just Google Credit Chronometer in your search engine, and it'll quickly find his great websites. And Joseph, to round out our conversation, we got a chance to have a face-to-face dialogue like this about a year ago and at this event. And one of the topics we delved into greatly was title work. Right. And certainly that's an element that continues to be an issue for the industry. How has it progressed in the past year? How much of an issue does it continue to be?
Yeah, great question. Again, Nick, it's still an issue. You know, last we talked, you'll recall, was about Carvana, right? you know, but now Vroom, you know, Vroom has been hit with a suit in Texas. And their response to it, you know, in some filings was to cite that they had explosive growth. You know, that caused a problem. But I think it's bigger than that because it's an issue for lenders that are not growing as fast as Vroom is. It's just an issue generally because of the supply chain issues and how fast, you know, vehicles are being, you know, bought and resold, you know, at auction and then at retail. It's just due to the low vehicle supply and quick sale turnarounds. So this is a real legal risk for lenders, and it's a reputational risk. You know, if the legal risk isn't making people, you know, shore up their practices, at least the reputational risk should, especially for an online lender, right? You know, for online lenders, consumers expect them to reduce their pain, the pain in the process of auto financing, you know, and not inflict it. So I think there's some work that's going to have to be done there, especially on the online lenders and the folks who actually have a solution to that and can help reduce consumers' pain. Those are the ones that are going to be successful. And I know there's companies out there who are trying.
Indeed. That's Davis and Gilbert partner Joseph Chaffee. Joseph, thank you again for making time for the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Well, thank you, Nick. I always appreciate the opportunity, and it's always good to see you, as I said. It's great to see you.
Indeed, indeed. And if you've missed any of our past episodes of the podcast, just go to our website, autoremarketing.com, and click on the podcast box, where you'll find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zedite and Joe Overby, as well as our outstanding executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Sulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
They say markets work a certain way. They say if you want high returns, you have to accept higher risks. Cox Automotive says, you take the upside, we'll take the risk. Introducing Upside by Cox Automotive, the all-new way to wholesale that turns that old wisdom upside down. Visit taketheupside.com to learn more. That's taketheupside.com.